So here we are on our last day of 21 days, and we are still breathing together. Breathing in joy and breathing out joy. We feel the connection that we have to one another. Those that have talked on the phone together and those who have listened on their own, all of us, in these 21 days and the many 21 days that will follow for others, we are all woven together in joy. And we set out in joy upon our path of joy, knowing that this is a path we can return to again and again and again, because joy is our birthright. But because it's the last day of the 21, we look at it as if with new eyes. We see everything with the fondness we see when we're taking a trip and leaving behind something of great value, knowing that we will return again. But we see so much beauty on this path, and we feel so much joy. And we come now to our tree of joy, and again, just feel this intensity in our chest as our heart leaps in loving response to the tree of joy that reaches out in welcome to us. And this morning, we have such a special treat. One of our Joy Tribe members, Matilda Konigsberg, has written the most beautiful poem about a tree. And she's going to read it for us now. And as she reads it, just consider the possibility that this is your tree of joy speaking to you, and take it in that spirit.
Whispering secrets. I once was a tree, a divine green beast. This is how it all happened. I crawled into your trunk. You swallowed me up. You drank my skin and turned it into leaves. Once I was a tree, I made love to the wind. I caressed the birds. I spoke to the divine. I reached out to touch the sky. I danced with the squirrels. I listened to lovers whisper, words, promises. I breathed in their love. I embraced them with my skin. Woman, tree, bird, squirrel. I stood still drinking from the moon. I let my roots free into the creek. I was not wearing any shoes. I did not care. I bathed in the morning mist. I faced the sun and laughed because I was a tree. Woman, bird, squirrel. And I was free. Sometimes I stood in silent meditation, observing the rhythms of the earth. I learned to recognize the scent of God.
Thank you so much. And just allow that wonderful energy to enfold you and pull you inside the tree of joy. And as you feel the embrace of the tree, hold once again those that you love, that you have carried with you on this journey. Hold them in your heart and see them not only bathed in joy, but radiating joy, feeling so free. And now, once again, we make our way along the corridor, the foggy corridor, to the sea of opportunity, the sea of possibility. Once again, we get in our craft with the sea captain, who steers us across the sea, this wondrous sea, and we feel so many possibilities, so many opportunities that are just in the air. We can feel them there, ready to come into our lives. And we travel all the way to the shore of dreams. And this time, we sit upon the shore of dreams in this beautiful, beautiful seat under a bower of flowers, roses and gardenias and lilacs, rich smelling, beautiful flowers. And we sit there and gaze out at the sea. And we feel the knowing in us of deep, deep peace. And in that quiet, in that peace, there is so much joy. We sit in the silence and reflect back on the journey that we have made, the journey of joy. We remember the lessons, all the dark places that we traveled to find the joy that was buried within us. And we remember the light places, the stars and the butterflies and the flowers. We think about the bonfire and the calling that we received and perhaps accepted. It all flows together. And we sit here in this quiet knowing that while today we reflect on one aspect, we can come again tomorrow if we want and sit under this bower of peace and joy, and reflect on yet another aspect. That we carry a lifelong treasure of joy with us. And then we get up from the bower and we return to our ship and sail once again over the sea of possibilities and return to our beautiful tree of joy. And this time as we exit, we bow in namaste to our tree and we bow again to our tribe, knowing that we carry them in our hearts for all time, and filled with joy, we walk back along the path to the room where we gather to meditate, knowing that joy is ours forever.